Hello and welcome to the Cowboy for Game Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast. I'm your host, Jake. Today, I'm joined by Ben from Northern TCG.
I have tinnitus.
And Braggio.
I have tinnitus. I don't actually.
How was our week in Yu-Gi-Oh? It's a good question. Well, it's not a great question this week, to be honest.
I didn't play Yu-Gi-Oh!
None of us did.
Our locals have been closed specifically for the times that locals is on for the past 2 weeks. For the past week.
Yeah. Not ideal for the activities of playing the children's card game.
No. I looked at Master Duel this morning and went, open 30 packs.
30?
Quoted page.
Yeah. Why are you going in so hard?
That's not, to get 30's not hard.
Bonfires.
23,000.
I had like 10,000 gems.
Okay.
10,000 gems. That's all your,
I got 2 bonfires for my 30 packs and was like, dust the rest, craft the 3rd bonfire, go.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I didn't pull any bonfires. I got Banshee though, that kind of counts. But we'll get to that.
You still haven't worked out an effective rank 4 engine to get you to the card that
Paralexy.
You wanted to search off Banshee, but anyway.
It's Paralexy.
Yeah, but you gotta draw it.
Exactly.
I mean, you have to draw a lot of cards in order for most things to work.
Yeah, true. Maybe. Maybe you're right, Jake, with
perhaps
drawing cards is the key to winning this game. Mm. But I want it all to be searchable. Thus, Bonfire.
Outside of that, we've all been messing around with Edison.
Yep. I finally got... Sorry, it's actually your week. Even you.
This week became a collective because it wasn't really our week. Yeah, no one really had a definitive week, so it's now our week in Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah.
Yes.
Ours. Glad Beasts are somewhat together. A lot of problems. It's interesting looking at the old decks through current day stuff where it's like, oh, wow, this is actually where it's totally getting bogged down. Not like back then, it's like, oh, I'll just put in some more stall traps or control stuff. It's like, oh. No, if I just...
These are actually the problem.
If I just go across to Prisma and just spam Prisma, surely that's the way.
And I feel like that's why there's such a big change between previous Edison decks of the day and the Edison decks of now, because you have the lens of, like, current knowledge to be like, oh, this is actually terrible.
Also, you can kind of look at it when, like, you see the basic ban list that comes out after this then shapes future meta and then future innovations into decks that mostly already existed within the format, and it's like, you can just play that. Works pretty fucking well.
Mm. Hindsight do in fact be 2020.
Ancient Fairy Dragon is in Edison, right? I'm not going crazy.
So. Yeah.
So therefore, Fiendish Chain is. No list run Fiendish Chain. It's a Monster Negate at a time where Monster Negates are pretty hard to come by.
Yeah.
So... I wonder how the meta for Time Wizard formats will develop after that.
Bragg's gonna put in Fiendish Chain to stop my gadgets.
Yeah.
Normal summon gadget effect. Fiendish Chain? Oh.
Yep. Loot closed. Unless if he has another one.
Too bad. I hard drew 3.
Yeah.
Fucking gadgets. They do nothing, but somehow everything.
Yeah. Oh,
just adding another one to hand so you can discard it with Fortress. Oh, this deck is so good.
Always
fucking
having
Fortress.
Something else. There's always something else
Fortress.
To go.
And that,
why does that card... Why can it discard itself?
And that's why every other card senses if it was there, or even if not.
Fucking bastard. That has 2 other effects as well.
Yep.
Like, the beginning of every card has to have 3 effects to be considered good.
So I can't target...
You can target. You lose a card.
You're up to card.
Yeah, but you can't. So you can't target it.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, set 5. Now I try and target.
And just in typical Fortress fashion, it's not even an activated effect of, like, discarding a card. It's just like, oh, you're pointing to me? Everything's fine. Give me a card.
Yeah.
Fucking hate that card. Anyway, I guess for my Edison deck, the issue is going to be getting the cards, because no one in our circle has the Dimension Alchemists that I want to be able to build the Edison deck.
Oh, so they
want
them in the box?
No.
Yeah, there's. I definitely have a couple around, but not enough to commit to your needs. Because card just doesn't exist. Dimensional reprint soon.
I mean, oh.
And Sheep Warrior Taro, which we will get to with the legality stuff. You did put the legality stuff in
there.
Yes,
yeah? Yes, I did.
Cool.
Kind of.
Well,
Dandelion!
Oh, yeah.
I'm just alluding to future things we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
So, moving on to some news. We start with the OCG this week, as their quarterly ban list was updated, I think literally hours after our last recording. So,
we knew it was going to be coming.
Yeah, but, like, yeah. I think it was a case of, again, we did it earlier, and because of that.
But we also knew we were doing our ban list.
We did it early, but, like, we didn't get it for another day and a half, because we knew even if we waited, we weren't going to get it. Because for some reason they released it at like midnight for us.
Yeah, how inconsiderate of the OCG.
No, they're only 2 hours out of our time zone, so they're still releasing it at like 10 PM.
On a Sunday.
Yeah.
Like,
they're very dedicated to their work. They were there until all hours of the night.
Testing. Theory crafting.
Mm. If that was the case, that would act like... But no, it's all printed in a magazine, so...
Yeah.
Then, speaking from a marketing point, it was that they couldn't get the copy approved in time, and they had to call people up and be like, look, I know we missed the deadline by 5 hours. I really need this in the next copy.
We need to change this. Blast it a one.
So, coming into effect as of April... Oh, God, what have I done? Coming into effect as of April 1st, the OCG ban list will be as follows. So, banned cards. None. Limited cards. Title, having gone from forbidden to one. Wanted, Seeker of Sinful Spoils, gone from 3 to 1. There can only be one, gone from 2 to 1.
And what was Tinkerbu at 2?
Because they were like, this is the problem.
Yeah, but 2. There can only be 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, that card should have come out with a limit on it.
Yeah.
Just for the funnies. I would have respected them more. But here we were, suffering for what felt like an eternity of 3 of that motherfucking card.
You can only run one, but it's a continuous spell. Do you take that?
Continuous spell?
Yeah,
because I know it's there then.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
The thing of like, oh, you start to make plays of a single archetype and they go, ha.
Stop.
Bastards.
One.
Anyway, semi-limited, we have Ib the World Chalice Justice here. Mm. SP Little Knight, gone from 3 to 2.
Doesn't make sense. But also, neither does Ib going to 2. These are both 3 or 1 cards.
Correct.
Yeah.
Ib, arguably, depending on the deck that you're using it in.
No. It's a 3 or 1 card.
Like, it can be a 3, you'd still probably only play it at 2 at most.
Yeah.
But anyway. Fire King Kieran, gone from 3 to 2. Snake Eyes Ash, from 3 to 2. Mm-hmm. Kaiser Colosseum from 3 to 2.
It's becoming a problem.
Just, oh no, yeah, they should just straight out kill it.
There's more than just that have started to become a problem in the OCG.
Like, it shouldn't be around more, I guess, just people picking up copies or whatever. There has to be a reason why not everyone's running it, because it is a good card.
You play it in Tempire Dragons and you're just like, ha!
Oh, ooh, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoopsie daisy,
yeah,
I won, my bad.
That is a problem. Yeah, fuck. And then Pot of Extrav, having gone from 3 to 2.
So if they're hitting Extrav, why hit Little Knight?
Making no sense.
No.
And what? Wait, no. Which one am I thinking of? Prosperity. Have they hit Prosperity as well?
Yes.
Is it a 2 or 1?
It's a 2.
2. Oh. Okay.
Ew. This does remind me of those, like, the pre-TCG takeover where there's just heaps of random shit at 2 for ages. It's like, I don't know why you're 2.
TCG hate that shit. They hate cards at 2.
2 Vampire Lord. Sure.
Okay. And then Unlimited, we have Gisu, my boy, having come from 2 back to Unlim.
Yeah.
Supreme King Dragon Darkworm, 2 to 3. Rite of Amrasir, 2 to 3. Infernity Launcher, 2 to 3. Change of Heart, 2 to 3. That's scary. And then finally, most shockingly of all, Summon Sorceress, from Forbidden to 3 with an errata.
There was a rumor about this as well, so whoever had that rumor out...
I don't think it was a rumor, I still just think it was literally in a magazine.
Oh, okay.
That said, hey, we're doing this. But everyone was like, oh, it's unconfirmed, it's unconfirmed. It's like, it's in a fucking magazine.
Yeah, no, so it was more than that. I remember what it was now. It was in the official rulebook that they printed.
Yeah.
They had a ruling specifically about Summon Sork, and they're like, oh my god, they're bringing it back. And yet, like you said, It's not just like, oh, like Steve's heard it from his mate's cousin's ex-wife. Like,
damn, no, it's right there.
It's literally black and white.
I never looked into it. I'm like, oh, we should put, if that was a room, I was keen to look into it and see if we got a new source. But no, oh well. Yeah, cards are right now.
Yeah, so what it used to do before was summon a card as one effect and then target a card and summon something of the same thing from deck as a second effect.
It used to do what... It now does what I thought it originally did when the card was originally printed.
Yeah.
No, like, it was way more busted before.
No.
No, but what,
like,
we thought.
When it first got announced in Japan, this is the effect we thought it did.
Yeah, right. So yeah, the summon to the opponent and the summon from deck are all now included in one effect. But it's more restrictive now as far as I'm aware. Like,
you give your opponent the monster and then you summon from your deck.
Yeah, like they're not
and
too
separate. It locks you to that attribute.
Yeah, whatever you summon from deck, you can't summon monsters of the same original type. You can only summon that type.
It locks you
for the rest of the turn.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah, that's more than fine.
Still toolboxes at your deck.
Yes. Material is still the same as well. Two non-token monsters are the same type, which is, again, very easy.
Yes.
So that one, as far as I can tell, they haven't put a date as to when
it's
this comes in. It just, yeah, comes in with the errata, assumed that people will know
in
what it's doing.
The database.
It's Japan. They'll get that shit reprinted, like, immediately.
Yeah, more than likely.
Pretty efficient, that.
I
was going to say, thoughts on the ban list, but...
Oh, well, yeah, by all means.
It's a perfect Konami ban list. Lots of cards going to two that don't need to go to two. Lots of half-scared consistency hits. And the card that was obviously going to the one went to one.
Yeah.
And Max C just
seen it. Yeah, Max C's... fucking hate that card.
It's fine. You don't have to have someone physically play it in front of you, so it just doesn't matter.
For now. Speaking of, Master Duel have also released their newest ban list. This one's coming into effect as of the 11th of April.
Still confused that they limited the floodgate?
Yeah, so Performer Power 5 Rainbow Magician going to 1. So even though they have much better locks that they can perform, this was chiefly branded with sending this off of Albion, and then its effect in Grave puts itself in the scale.
Okay. You also play this as an out to, what's the deck? Super Every Samurai.
Yeah, I was going to say Samurai.
You just play it and you win, because they have no out.
True, very true.
Yeah.
So yeah, just making it even harder to beat that.
Every
but that's
time
okay.
I've had that card dropped on me in Master Duel, I've been like, okay. Anyway, I'm just going to do this and I win. Thank you.
Yeah, but correct me if I'm wrong, but before Snake Eyes was out, you were playing 6M, right?
I played that for like 4 weeks.
Heavy Sam.
But I never ever had that come up against me.
True. So yeah, that's a 1. Semi-limited, Kashtira Unicorn and Kashtira Birth.
Probably could have all gone to 1.
Well, Fenrir is already a 1.
Yeah.
So I feel like they want the deck to keep going a little, but they want to, like... start giving people the hint that, like, they'd like them to stop, please.
They're good cards.
Also, Unicorn and Birth specifically were being used as, like, buffers to Snake Eyes, being that they're still missing the OTK cards.
Yep. Yeah, it's just three good bodies that can damage and interrupt hand traps and just do a million things. They're great.
Yep.
Why do they exist?
Super Heavy Samurai Wagon going to 2.
That's fine. Just a mild consistency hit.
And the Deer Servant.
Wagon.
The Deer Servant gone to 2. Not because Dogmatica specifically were doing well, but because all the Floodgate decks were using it.
Yes. This is another understandable hit.
Mm-hmm. And then coming to 3, we have Pearly Pretty Memory and Armageddon Knight.
The Armageddon Knight's strange. The Pretty Memory is also kind of weird. They're like, maybe we hit this too hard.
Well, yeah, pretty's,
roll it back
pretty's
out a little bit.
Yeah.
We haven't even gotten the pretty card yet. The pretty Xyz.
No,
we?
They haven't.
No.
I don't even think it was in the
another card that's been out
thing.
For, what, 9 months?
A while, yeah. It's really odd. But yeah, let's get into that now. So as of yesterday, today? What day is it? Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. We have a bunch of new stuff having been released for Master Duel. So we've got a bunch of sleeves, which no one cares about, a bunch of backgrounds that no one cares about, a couple of bundles, which, again, not many people care about.
What are we getting?
Just quick. So they're both 10-pack ones. Yeah, yeah, yeah. One gives you assets for Magicians of Bonds and Unity, yeah. And then the other one is for Felgrand.
Okay, yeah.
But you get one SR guaranteed with the 10, which is
Wait, the cool. good Felgrand or the bad Felgrand?
That Felgrand.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, not the Xyz Felgrand, the main deck one that's like the turn after it was sent to graveyard.
The piece of poo one, not the cool one.
Yeah, not the cool one.
The one that would be great in Edison.
Yeah, if only.
And then we get, I think, is it, yeah, just the one new pack. So this one is called Blazing Arena. So even though it refers to fire, and there's a lot of fire cards in it. There's notably two fire cards that aren't in here for reasons I don't understand. Actually, sorry, three fire cards that aren't in here. The two for the Fireman and the Link 4 Salad.
There's also a bunch
of other Salad cards.
Yeah,
no one cares about
But the Battling Boxes are in it, so it's from the same Duelist pack, so they very much should have been in this pack.
They're very much just avoiding it.
And also the full armored Xyz stuff are very much water monsters.
Very, very much waters. So what is in here, as Bragg said, Battling Boxes, the full armor Xyz, Unchained support is in here, Bonfire, the Banshee that can search Snake Eyes stuff, but rarely does because no one does that. Anything else?
They will.
I mean, sure. And Volcanics. Volcanics were also in there. And some fish things for reasons.
So they are blatantly ignoring.
They are petrified of firemen doing well in Master Duel. No idea why.
And Salad.
The deck is bricky enough that in best of ones, it's not that amazing.
In fairness, I'm petrified of Salad doing well because Cyburst have so much going for them. Like the only thing they addressed in Cyburst recently was the light math mech going to one.
It's a good hit.
It's not.
Is it a ban now?
Well, it's banned for us, isn't it?
No, you're thinking of the wrong light one.
Oh. There's another one?
Not circular. The one that's like summon one back on normal summon.
The one that creates
the negate for the Xyz. They limited that one.
That's okay.
Circular is still at three.
That's okay.
Well, that's my rank four engine.
Yes. So you've been searching all this time and a Master Duel is there.
Yeah.
In glittering lights. It doesn't even lock you. It's so dumb. It makes me so angry.
Yes. Just take out all the cash cards, put that shit in. Off you go.
What about your rank 7 engine?
Yeah. It doesn't search.
Well, that's Hatchery the Banshee.
How many Dragon Rulers do we have mastered? All of them?
Yeah, they brought all of them back and then released a special pack for you to buy them.
Okay.
I tried stuff with it.
So I can mix it with cash.
Yeah.
And I can try and make that work. Yes. Those people are inspired by me. Because I spoke about this a month ago.
They were doing it months before, like when that pack that I mentioned was out.
No, they weren't.
Also, you only talked about cash Dragon Lords last week.
Dragon Lords.
I've never spoken about cash Dragon Lords.
Yeah, where my Dragon Lord archetype?
Well, yeah, expanding out from... Well, that's kind of what the Felgrand shit is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want more, though.
It's always been shit.
Return to the Dragon Lords.
Yeah.
That's a good card.
Yeah, it's for Felgrand.
Yeah, I know. But that's it.
And it's only ever in every other deck, not... Because...
I'm not exactly sure what pack this is for the OCG, but they have released a new Light Fiend target for Unexpected Die.
Mm-hmm.
I guess technically it's worse than the one that we already have, but it's more accessible because it'll be newer. This one is level 4 Light Fiend, 0 attack and defense. It's called Pity.
I wonder what the TCG would change it like they did White Dustin. Those bastards.
So this one, lore-wise, it's got a cute little foxy thing in like a bauble with a cap on it. But it says that you can never ever release it. So it's like a homunculus kind of thing.
Hmm.
Once again, the TCG will ruin the lore.
Check me out. Also, coming out in Infinite Forbidden, we get the newest piece of support for Voiceless Voice. It's another continuous trap. This one, if a non-ritual is destroyed, special summon the Skull Guardian from hand or deck, and then you can send it to the graveyard, target a ritual monster you control, and it gains attack equal to the total original attack of all other face-up monsters currently on the field. So it gives them no TK line, I guess.
Well, yeah.
Not that they don't already have that, being they can just summon two massive ritual monsters.
Yep. With two 40-50s, you find game pretty quick.
I guess it's nice just to have another trap target if, like, you've opened the one.
Yeah. 40-50 or 41?
Yeah. Oh, there's a 50 in there. That's all that matters.
And then, just briefly, we had a quick update to some rules here in the TCG.
For Europe,
no shame.
So, basically, it's letting us know that all cards introduced to Speed Duel in Speed Duel GX Midterm Destruction cannot be used in official matches in Europe, the Middle East, Asia, and Oceania.
Confirming that we are just not receiving the product.
That Adelaide locals is really going to be sad.
Poor Adelaide locals.
Yeah, it's a bit disappointing, like that. And we're going to have to sit through a whole bunch of promotion for it for the next few months on YCS's and just not have it affect us. Oh, well. Oh, that means the secrets are going to be, like, the secret sack armors are going to be American print. They're going to be ugly.
Exclusive.
But then again, there's Speed Duel print. So have we seen Speed Duel American cards? I don't think I've ever seen one.
It's dark.
Hmm.
Anyway.
It's all right. We're never going to see them anyway.
Yeah.
Because I doubt you'll want to pay, like, the $50 that someone will ask for one. Because they know people will be looking for them.
I do want a good holo sack armor.
We did also have an update from the OCG rulings on their database.
Mm.
No white people are allowed.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Sorry, no poor white people.
White. Poor white Dustin.
Poor white Dustin.
Well, he's not a people. He's the Duston.
Oh, you tell him that.
He looks pretty happy.
Yeah.
Dustons can't be happy. Only people be happy. People and dogs.
He thinks he's people.
Look, some people might view it as problematic, but I do appreciate Japan's just ability and just to go, no, we're not, this is too difficult, no.
It is becoming a little concerning that it's, in Japan, it's becoming a bit more common for places just to be like, oh, not having white people here for 3 years was kind of nice. Yeah, you're not allowed in here anymore.
Yeah, but tell that to their economy.
Yep. Yeah, again, I think I've mentioned this to you before, but I remember watching the Trash Taste podcast ages ago. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
And, like, people have suggested to Japan specifically for ages, like, if you just opened up more to tourism, you'd be able to fix a lot of your declining population, your economy, and they're like, no.
We don't want to.
Nah, not for us.
We love our 60-hour working weeks. Get stuffed.
On the plus side, they do not have any regulations on owning property from overseas, so...
Oh, foreign investment.
Yes.
Huh.
You can't go there and play Yu-Gi-Oh! Anymore, but hey.
You can buy a house.
You can go buy my own house and run my own locals.
Yeah.
With blackjack and hookers.
Blackjack and hooker looks come when. It's at this point I'd like to announce that we are starting a Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon will one day own a property in Japan with blackjack and hookers. However, they will be playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Locals and they will not be interacting in any illegal ways. Donate below.
Anyway,
So Shiba Waritaro is not legal in Europe either. We need that for Edison. Give it to us.
Yeah, it's neither's still not printed.
Friendship and Unity.
Yeah, but
Yu-Gi-Oh! Friendship.
But they don't matter. Taro is actually very usable.
But the issue with that, right, is that wasn't it one of his arts?
Yes.
Yep.
It was a...
So the estate would have to give permission for it to be reprinted. If they were to reprint it at all. Because they could go down two routes, either get the estate's permission to print it, which would probably be a massive fuck around, or they simply just say it is now legal. in which case anyone who has a copy will be able to charge hundreds for it.
You know,
it's not that expensive.
No.
But that's...
It's a surprisingly cheap card.
Oh, the market of Time Wizard isn't that strong, like...
Yeah.
And the deck also, I mean, it's relevant, but it's also not that relevant. Like, it's around.
Dandelion. Just want to say Dandelion again.
We gotta get you American Secret, Dandy.
I have an ulti.
From the speed jewel set.
Oh. I want the playmat. That's the end. Yeah, that, I don't give a fuck.
Maybe all the boxes were on that ship in Baltimore.
I think they were all, I don't know, wherever Egypt point.
Oh, and
the Cape of Africa. Horn of Africa. That one.
Terrorist insurgents now have a whole European supply of...
They're all sitting there like...
Banned in Africa, though.
Attacks have started to drop slightly. That's because they're all at locals.
They're trying to understand speed duels.
Yes, they're like, what do you mean I had to get three zones?
Anyway,
is this the most offensive top line we've ever gone down? Possibly.
Yeah.
It's a top five.
It's getting up there. Keep in mind, we have had Lachlan and Blake on the podcast, so like the bar's set pretty high.
Yeah, it's pretty high. Top 10 most offensive segments we've ever done.
Like, it's definitely in our top three. In the top 10 of the entire thing, it'd probably just scrape in.
Tune in to Watch Mojo for more.
This is what happens when locals don't happen.
Yeah,
I just get offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't go.
Give us locals or we get angry.
Yeah, I'm not saying that.
Good idea. So with all this talk of bans and ban lists, we have reflected a bit on what we think may happen moving forward in the TCG if we do in fact get a ban list. Who wants to start us off? I have mine noted down before you fucking say anything.
Okay. I'll start us off then. I'm going to be wild with this. I also am still firmly of the belief that we shouldn't have a ban list before May. However, we should probably have a ban list in May, and then it can be a little bit harder on the hits. However, we're in an awkward situation where the best deck needs to be reprinted, because Konami has no way of making money outside of that in this year's Mega Tens. We need to be pretty honest about that. Like, the last year's set does not have that many cards that can sell sets. Like, you can put Horus in there.
Little Knight.
But that's not that expensive. Little Knight is your money card. But you need to have some quantifiables to sell sets. So I don't think we're going to get a huge ban list. If we get a ban list now, I think it will be quite small. However, I'm now going to read you a huge ban list. however, very importantly, it doesn't really hit fire. So here we go. I'm fairly sure I've also forgotten a card that I wanted banned. But my bans. I have Hot Red Dragon, Archfiend, King Calamity, and Sanctify Dragon. The two for... Yeah.
The two decks that compete against fire.
Yes. Yeah, the two Floodgate-y cards, effectively. I feel like I've forgotten a third Floodgate-y thing, though, that I wanted banned. But I can't remember what it was. Anyway, moving to Limited. The last Forbidden Dragon Ruler. Go to Limited. Give us all of them. They could just put them all to three, and no one would give a fuck, but hey, here we are. D-Shifter. Limited.
Oh, okay.
Yes, not banned. Limited. So I think it'd be funny at one. Kieran. Limited.
Yeah.
If it doesn't get limited, it's not getting unlimited anytime soon.
Which one?
Kieran. The
Magic Spectre Unicorn Kieran.
Okay.
Not the Fire King Kieran. Fire King Kieran's not getting limited. No. No one's playing that shit anymore.
Well, you tell that again, huh? Get on.
Pure better. Summon Zork. Limited, of course. They'll do the little fucking thing with the...
I didn't have that.
And last on my limited list, Heatwave Limited. OCG has just discovered in 10 Fire Dragons, if you just use Heatwave at the start of your main phase 1, you just win.
I can't remember what Heatwave does.
No one can summon a card until your next draw phase.
Oh, right. So you just win. Heatwave pass.
Yes. Yeah. You go Heatwave pass, and if they don't have the side frame to stop you, you win.
God, if this spikes, that'll be great.
That's actually hilarious.
Yes.
I bought up the old Good Game stock back when there was some normal deck where I'm like, oh, this will be sick. Because you can't summon effects, right? Or is it all?
I think it's effects monsters.
It's effects because Phantasmae Field Spell Umi bullshit was using it.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Heatwave to one. Because that card is absurd in Tempi Dragon. So if it doesn't get limited, make sure you have your Heat Waves for your Tempi Dragon deck if you're going to play it. At minimum, side deck card if you're going first. You put it in, you activate it, you win. Can't. Game over.
I will say though, it isn't.
You can side around that though. You just go into more spell and trap stuff.
Yeah.
Got to draw it though.
Yes. Got to play Battle Faders.
You got to draw Heat Wave as well.
Battle Faders, everyone. Buy out the secret Battle Faders. Put them in your main deck. Battle Faders and Tempi Dragons.
From what I understand, they've got the combo to play around those anti-Battle Phase traps now though, so.
No idea. Their shit's unaffected in Battle Phase, so.
Main Phase.
Main Phase?
It's only unaffected in Main Phase.
Okay.
So that they can establish a board and then go for damage later.
They just normal summon a card anyway and then just go Battle Phase and win. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Semi-limited. Snake Eyes Ash. You gotta have something. And this is it.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, you can say more than if you want to pull more. Next one, Infernity Launcher. Infernity Launcher, semi-limited. So that doesn't need to be at one. We just got Archfiend to 3, it does literally nothing. Put Launcher to 2. Go on. What are you going to do? Honorata Firewall Dragon and create an FTK? Off you go. Unlimited. Terratop?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And Blaster.
Terratop's a wish list, sorry. Surely.
Yeah, for his
It went goblins. To 2, it can go to 3.
Yeah.
Put it up.
Yeah.
Off we go. Boop. Done.
Yeah, look, I could see that, but not with as many. I think they'll choose at least 6 from your list. There's some pretty logical picks in there, though.
Remarkably, there's quite a few that are similar between yours and mine.
Shocking.
Well, considering there was no, like, discussion.
No, they're perfectly logical and reasonable hits. That's why it's shocking.
Would you like me to go next, Bragg, or...?
Calamity... I want Ash and Oak to... No, I don't want Ash and Oak to 1, but Ash and Oak to 1. And Zalanta's Ban.
Zalanta's Ban? Yeah. I think that's solid.
Yeah, that's about all I have.
My list is as follows. What's my phone?
I don't think it's the whole... I don't think it's what's going to be the whole thing. I just... I can't... I don't know. I don't understand where they're going. I just... Yeah.
So for Bans, I have Calamity. And I've put... Gimmick Puppet Nightmare, because I feel like it's one of those hits that they could do, and they're like, see, we did the thing you asked for.
And then they just start summoning everything else on your board anyway.
Yeah,
they just put, like, Dark Barrier Statue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, cool. Awesome.
There's a few limits I have. Tidal. I also thought D-Shifter 1 would be funny.
D-Shifter was not even on my radar.
Magispect Kieran.
Yes.
Summon Limit.
Yeah.
It was a big side card.
Yeah.
Flameburst Dragon.
Oh. Flameburst to 1 is probably a good realistic hit.
It brings the consistency down quite a bit, and you can't use a Flameburst and have a Flameburst in the back row.
Yeah.
No backups.
Yeah.
That's fine. You just put Oak there instead.
I have Fire King Kieran at 1. And Summon Sorc,
literally the organized... only card you can hit in that deck.
Yeah. And Summon Sorc, once they've organized how they're going to establish the Errata.
Stuck in the here you go.
Like, Rarity Collection's coming out. That could realistically be a really good way to push it out there.
Yeah.
Whether or not they talk to each other and put it in the print cycle, that's the question.
Yeah. Another 10 PM thing. Put it in the run.
It's now an 81 card set. Shocker.
Well, last one was 79, right?
Until they whack some random shit in.
Semi-limits. I have Harp Horror Harp.
Sure.
Fenrir.
Sure.
Change of Heart.
Yeah.
And Psyframe Delta.
Oh, yeah.
That's the spell one?
Yeah.
So the card that stops Heatwave.
Yeah, but no one's... Until you said it out loud, no one knew about Heatwave.
People know about Heatwave.
And also, they want to sell Tempi Dragon, so why would they not try and hinder the cards that stop people from playing that?
Sure.
Plus, it was a big side card in the last format as well.
Yeah. I think it's a perfectly fair and balanced card.
What? Heatwave?
No. Delta.
Nah, too many hand traps. Get him out of here.
Sure.
And then, unlimited, I have Terratop, Ib World Chalice Justice Eve.
Mm-hmm.
and Ancient Fairy Dragon.
Mm-hmm. That put you up to two just to be fucking...
I forgot about the fucking Ancient Fairy Dragon.
Yeah.
I've said Ancient Fairy Dragon every list since we got it to one, and they have not touched it.
Yeah, maybe it's going to be Weldon.
So we got Ancient Fairy Dragon back to one, like, a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
Every list I've said Ancient Fairy Dragon to three, and every list that hasn't moved. I'm just like, it's a card that is happy with it being on the ban list.
Exactly. Like, it is a one or a three kind of card anyway.
Yeah, it's hard once per turn now, so like it being a two is redundant. Yeah. Like, being a one is redundant.
But yeah, it'd be interesting to see, A, when we get a ban list, and B, how much of this actually gets implemented, because, well, not that the next set's really going to change all that much, like, the other than Tenpai. I forgot Tenpai was in the next
other
set.
Other than Key Deck. Like,
for a split second, I forgot Tenpai was in there. My mind was just on Light Sword. I was like, Light Sword aren't going to be in the meta.
We'll see.
Perfect World, they just let it go. Oh, no. They just let it go until Tenpai's out, and then fix after an event.
Yeah.
But
ideally, I think we should get this ban list in May. I think we should get this ban list in May, and then the next one in September? October?
November.
No, that's not good.
Unless Christmas. You do it, like, either that or you gotta do one like now, and then you do one in June, then you do one in October. You've gotta be regular with it, or you've gotta let it blow out a little.
That's not. What if they have been drawing up draft ones, and just, if it hasn't been signed off, it just lapses? I wonder how many ban lists like that have almost been released that we haven't known about.
It'd be very interesting to be there.
In the shed. With Derek.
How do you reckon they hire for the R&D department? I'm just thinking.
Do you know what it is?
It's not the kind of thing you see them actively advertising to be like, we need people to come and join Kanami in the ban list. Do you reckon they just headhunt people from tournaments?
Do you know what I think it is, legitimately? So, I remember seeing this thing that, like, animators who were doing a bad job on The Prince of Egypt were sent to work on Shrek. I legitimately think that anyone else who works in Konami that's doing a shit job, they send them to the ban list department. It's just some basement in the Konami headquarters where the water's dripping everywhere.
Like, this is what you get for not making Silent Hill. Oh, okay. Anyway.
But yeah, that was a fun fact for you. They didn't think Shrek was that good a performing film, so all of their good people were on Prince of Egypt, and anyone who did a bad job got sent to work on Shrek.
Prince of Egypt made a lot of money.
I didn't mind it as a movie. Like, if you compare it to Shrek, it's obviously second.
When did you watch Prince of Egypt?
Oh,
was it at school? At your religious school?
I mean, I did go to a Catholic school, in fairness, but no, I think I watched it at my religious friend's house.
Okay, so I was going to say, it's going to be religion-related.
Yeah, well, I didn't go out there going, you know what I'd like to see? Not the next Austin Powers movie. I'd like to watch the Moses movie. I do like the memes that are going around about, well, they were about a couple months ago, of, like, an excerpt of them talking about the workers and stuff, and they cut the bit where he says slaves, so he just says, slay! And then they have the nails going. It's so stupid.
Slay.
Slay. Anyway, okay. We didn't get asked any questions this week.
Oh, the poll.
Sorry, we did get asked one question, but it was what we thought of the Summon Stalker Rider, which we've already addressed.
Yeah, I think it's kind of my fault. There was a bit of shit chat in the podcast questions channel. I think we've gotten lost. So please go there or hit us up on the YouTube comments. We will accept anywhere. Has anyone checked the YouTube comments?
I did the other week.
Usually we get notifications.
It was supportive.
Oh, cool.
I can't remember what it was. I don't have access to check it right now.
What would you like to see in RetroPrac 3? 80% of people, so more Goat and Dragon rules were ignored. 80% of people want Edison Staples. 20% don't want it.
What, the set in...
Yeah.
In
okay.
I wish we could work out who these people were.
Sure.
If you're one of that 20%, tell me why.
Why do you hate RetroPrac 3? It's just great.
It's a fantastic set.
Oh, do you know... That 20% is random vendors who listen to us and they're like, no, they're buying into our stocks.
It'll ruin us forever.
Collapse my finances. How dare they?
Do Do we have a poll for this week? What do you want to see, Ben? Oh, our subs went up.
Do you own Holdwave? Yes, no. Will you be playing it? I'm telling you.
Let's do a thing on how long until we actually get a ban list, where it'll be 1 month, 2 month, or 3 month.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good call.
Sure.
On the YCS Sydney, we had a comment of people asking us to dress up as a Jama trio.
Absolutely not.
Come on.
One of the
We saw the people there.
Like, I suck compared to most people in that room. The one piece of pride that I can take away from that event is that I look slash dress better than most of them. So I refuse to go into that room dressing up as anything.
But dressing up in a gimmick doesn't also is... ignores also, those rules.
That, are you, that there was a person there dressed as Ojama Yellow.
Yes. Yeah,
they just looked ill.
Yeah, well, the Ojamas do look ill. Wait, do you, wait, hold on. You mean ill in a good sense or a bad sense?
Like about to die. Sorry to that person if they happen to be watching.
Come on, it's time to get ill.
Oh, God. Oh.
We need to end this.
We do. Thank you all very much for listening and watching. Please ask us some questions for next week. Favorite if you're on the streams. Like, subscribe if you're on YouTube. Ask us questions. Jump into Discord. We'll catch you then. And peace.
Money.